This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on an official visit to Poland, will hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw today. The two leaders are expected to review bilateral relations and exchange views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides will also offer an opportunity to explore other avenues. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Poland Andrzej Duda. Prior to that, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. The Prime Minister will also interact with business leaders and Polish influencers. Last night, addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, the Prime Minister said India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations. The Prime Minister stated that India's stance is clear, that this is not an era of war, and India believes in dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts.
भारत बुद्ध की विरासत वाली धरती है और जब बुद्ध की बात आती है तो जो युद्ध नहीं शांति पर विश्वास करती है और इसलिए भारत इस रीजन में भी स्थायी शांति का एक बड़ा पैरोकार है ये युद्ध का युग नहीं है इसलिए भारत डिप्लोमेसी और डायलॉग पर बल दे रहा है
In the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. India has called for discrediting those opposing the expansion of the permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council and denying Africa's rightful place. The charge d'affaires of India's UN mission, R. Ravindra said, Africa's continued denial of representation in the permanent category of membership is a blot on the collective credibility of this council. He was speaking at the high-level open debate on peace-building and sustaining peace convened by the council's President Sierra Leone. Speaking at the high-level open debate, Charge d'Affaires of India's UN mission said terrorism is a global threat not only to peace and security but also to development. He reiterated India's call for a comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. In Bangladesh, the interim government has taken a decision to publish a white paper on the state of the economy in six priority areas, including public finance, inflation, and food management. An economist and distinguished fellow of the Center for Policy Dialogue, Devapriya Bhattacharya, will be the chief of a panel of economists and eminent citizens who will come up with the white paper. In a statement, Chief Advisor's Office said the committee will publish the white paper within 90 days after taking charge. Tamil actor and Tamizhaga Vetri Kadagam party head Vijay has unveiled his party's flag in Chennai. Announcing his political travel from today, the actor-politician vowed to remove differences in the name of caste and religion. Vijay took a pledge along with party workers and leaders at the party office. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has asked the social media platforms operating in India to comply with a recent Supreme Court order related to the identity of the deceased in RG Kar Medical College incident. The Supreme Court, in its order, has directed that all references to the name of the deceased, along with photographs and video clips depicting the deceased, be promptly removed from all social media platforms and electronic media. In the wake of the recent case of sexual assault of two minor girls in a private school in Ghatkopar in Thane district of Maharashtra, the state government yesterday approved the appointment of an administrator. A government resolution has also been issued, making new arrangements to ensure the safety of school students in the backdrop of recent incidents. The government resolution mandates the installation of CCTV cameras at all prime locations in all schools across the state within a period of 1 month. To prevent the menace of a child marriage in the state, the Assam government has decided to introduce a new bill to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and Rules of 1935. The new bill replacing it will be tabled in the Assembly in the next session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.